Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
You know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. Oh no, I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Veterans Day sale going on at Appliance Discounters through Saturday, so a couple more days to take advantage of the great savings at Appliance Discounters, six area locations, Webster Groves, Arnold, St. Charles. No, the Arnold one is now in South County, my bad. So South County, St. Charles, Baldwin, Webster Groves, in the city of St. Louis, and in Fairview Heights, Illinois. TheAppliancedIscounters.com, great savings going on, cash rebates in addition to those savings. All appliances are reduced this week in honor of our veterans. Thank you to our veterans today and every single day. A veteran salute, whether you're buying an appliance or not. Appliance Discounters wants to make sure and get the word out to thank our veterans. And that sale goes through Saturday. More information at theappliancediscounters.com. Martin, Chuck, Gardner, Solly.
Text line, some good ones. How about Gian Cardinal Stanton?
He wouldn't change his... Oh, okay, maybe he wouldn't change his name.
How about this? Take it to the bank. Charlie and ousted Governor Chris Christie will appear as the two fat guys on mopeds for charity. Is that a thing? I'm not familiar with this.
Either am I.
Okay.
Moving on then.
But no, if it no, is, no. I'm picturing it. I like it. I kind of like it.
I will Google it. Take it to the bank. We will have to shut down Market Street early June for the Blues.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I asked Frank, what's your expectation now for the Blues finish in their division? Not just playoff talk, but division. And he said, I would assume, you would think, first place at this point. How good they've been through one-fifth of the season, it's not an outrageous thought. Doesn't matter. All that matters is the playoffs. If you had to bet money right now, and anything could happen, there's a lot of good teams in the division. If you had to bet money, you would say, I guess they're going to win the division.
I would agree with that.
Wouldn't bet a ton of money, but yeah, more likely than not.
Why not? I mean, right now, they're red hot. I don't want to say they're out to a huge lead. What is Winnipeg in second? I believe they've played two fewer games than the Blues. But still, you like what you see. You never know about the injury bug. But you'd think the Blues are pretty deep and can deal with that.
Yeah.
Duh.
Take it to the bank at 855-282-8255. I love Cam Jansen. I love the fact he's on our station. And he is out.
That sounds like a disclaimer.
No. However, having said that, I think it's funny now, his commercials. He just says Cam here. I mean, he's not even Cam Jansen anymore. He's so big. He's like Oprah, Bono,
Ronaldo.
Cher Ronaldo. Yeah.
Prince.
Cam here, and I know exactly who it is.
Diddy.
I don't raise your hand. Does he have to say Jansen anymore? Not on this station.
I think if you listen to this station a lot, you know it's Cam Jansen. Now, if you're just kind of flipping through the channels, maybe you need the last name. But Cam, we're talking a dude that played a decade in the NHL, so he can do that. We can't. You know what I'm saying?
Charlie here. Hey, is that Tuna?
But also, you got Tuna versus Marlo. We sound the same.
Man, it's Charlie here, man. What's that about Kenilworth?
Is that Charlie Tuna? Is that... I love Chuck Tuna. By the way, he's the coach.
Kenilwood.
He's the coach that believed in me when nobody else did. Charlie Tuna.
Really?
He picked me to win the weight contest.
Oh, yeah.
Fitness challenge.
Again.
Thank you, Chuck Tuna.
This
for
was
your
all.
Support.
It was a secret intervention for Martin to lose a few LBs. And guys, we did it.
Cam here.
Yay.
Cam's, by the way, he's not in the building today, is he? He's not coming in here, is he?
He's a good sport.
I know. Cam here. All right, you guys actually took your homework assignment the other night and completed it. Because I was out yesterday down at Mizzou doing some journalism with those Tigers that were expecting to soar and roar and all of that this year.
Much better show yesterday.
Yeah, I heard.
And I wonder why.
In fact, when Frank mentioned that Trevor Rosenthal was on the station, he said, great interview with him and Charlie. I thought he would say the Midday Grind with the boys. He just said, great interview with Charlie.
Gardner as well.
But Frank didn't say that. Well, then they've, they've got a feud going.
I'm a
Frank
team player.
But because I was out yesterday, I thought that was the day the homework was turned in, so I was fine not doing it. And lo and behold, you guys had a lot to get to, Trevor Rosenthal and others. So I don't have my homework here. All right, the premise was what the other day? We're making fun of the old oaken bucket.
The trophies. The
brown
Big Ten
jug. Stupid stuff.
College rivalry trophies. It seems like every Big Ten rivalry has a weird trophy. I made up five. Gardner, should we ping pong back and forth? How should we do this?
I only had a couple. So
the idea was that we would look at some rivals or just random two teams and come up with a fictitious trophy.
I'll start here. How about this? And this could be for Mizzou's, basically, their final stretch of the season, starting last week against Florida after Jim McElvain was fired.
Or can we guess on these at all?
Sure.
They're just so random.
No, this one you should probably guess. It's Tennessee at Missouri, so think Butch Jones and Barry Odom at the moment.
So it's like the
Champion of Life trophy.
I don't know what that means.
How about, and it's always got to be like the old oaken bucket.
Okay, let's see. But Mizzou and Tennessee, there's probably
think though right now, the situations
coaches
of
on
Butch
the,
Jones
right. so
and Barry
like
Odom.
So it's like a cliff. They're hanging on a
the
cliff.
The old hot seat.
The old hot seat.
Ah.
How about this? A metal chair. You can affix it maybe to a Bunsen burner.
Nice.
The old hot seat. What do you think?
It's not bad.
I started with the worst ones, just so you know. I'm building up to what I think are the funniest ones.
I was thinking Mizzou, Tennessee. You'd like have some hillbilly with a musket. The old rusty musket.
Ooh, again, rusty.
Don't
please
look
don't
up.
Urban Dictionary that.
I
did this the other day.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
Somebody found me on Twitter, and it was the most disgusting / hilarious sex act that's, by the way, never been performed in the history of mankind. That's why you should kind of stay away from Urban Dictionary, but also, if you need a chuckle, it's good for that.
The old rusty musket. I will be searching that on Urban Dictionary. I did rusty hammer the other day during the show.
Oh, I didn't want to mention it.
And just left it.
I chose not to look it up, and yet there I was at the Two Fox, and Chuck decided to share with me what he found out.
Oh, my God.
That, I got to say, it really helped with the diet. I have to say that helped.
Oh, my God.
It may have pushed me over the edge. Didn't eat for days.
I looked at a couple of games here that are on the docket this weekend, much like this Missouri-Tennessee one. I did one for that one, too. I did a little research on it. I was trying to find some similarities. Like, if there's, like, a game between Kentucky and Missouri, both having ties to Daniel Boone, maybe the Daniel Boone raccoon skin cap.
Okay.
Or something like that they could do. But I noticed something when researching Tennessee and Missouri. Missouri's state insect is the European honeybee.
Hmm.
Tennessee has like five state insects.
This was a deep dive.
One of them being the European honeybee. So they both have state insects that are the same. I then researched honey, wondering if honey could be, how is it as a solid, not just a, you know, viscous liquid?
Mm-hmm.
What can you make it happen? It can crystallize. So honey can crystallize. So the trophy will be the crystal European honeybee.
Wow.
Between Missouri and Tennessee.
Wow. The stakes have been raised for Barry Odom. All right, I told our guys we got to get out there, and we, of course, want to represent the university, and with the old honeybee trophy on the line now, it's become a bigger game, and thank you for that.
And by the way, I thought this was America. Why we have a European honeybee as our state insect?
Agreed.
Come
on. All right,
how
about this?
We're getting rid of that. Stupid.
We're keeping it local with Illinois. We got Indiana and Illinois. I'm sure they actually have a trophy. I didn't look it up. But how about this? Because it's Indiana, Illinois, it's probably always televised on what? ESPN3, maybe Big Ten Network, alternate channel. You're always checking your local listings. How about the old TV guy to find where the game is broadcast?
It's the one where you got to try and remember your login to the ESPN.com so you can get that ESPN
Correct.
3 on the web. That's the only way you're going to get it.
So Indiana, Illinois, the old TV guide. So it's a nice bronzed little TV Guide magazine affixed to a nice bronze base.
Well, we have the TV Guide this week we'd like to bring home for our great fans. We've lost seven in a row, and you'll hear it on 590 The Fan. Thank you, Lovey. Thanks for those comments. I was thinking it'd be like the Ben Gordon Cup, right? Wasn't that the kid? Didn't Illinois have Ben Gordon?
And then Indiana just kind of scooped him up. Kelvin Sampson might have let him use his phone card or something.
Was it Chester Frazier who kind of pushed him? Remember? Everybody was mad about that, and then they had to shake hands before a basketball game. One of the Illinois players kind of pushed him in the handshake line before the game. I think it was Chester Frazier.
Still playing in the NBA?
I'm guessing he is.
Sounds right. He's probably on Portland. I don't know.
Utah? Sacramento. We'll look it up. You got one, Gardner?
I do. Florida and South Carolina are playing this weekend. Another SEC matchup.
Florida and South. This feels like a game that might actually have, you know, an old wooden gator or something on the line.
Well, think about coaches.
Spurrier.
That's what I'm going with. So if it's Spurrier, what do you think?
Will Muschamp? Hold on. Was he at Florida?
Was he the head coach of Florida?
He was coaching waiting. We should know this.
I think he was the head coach of Florida.
They may have two former Gator coaches.
Here's what I'll tell you. Focus on Spurrier.
Or stay focused, period, please.
And
the love of God.
What was the
signature? The visor.
The visor. So the old granite visor.
I like that.
Granite visor, even better.
Well done.
Thank you.
How about this?
I like that.
Florida State versus Clemson. Both known for having a lot of good-looking ladies on campus, good-looking co-eds, you're in your freshman dorm, you're feeling frisky, you know, everybody's, you know, you're getting to college for the first time,
and yeah,
you have a roommate in your dorm. So how about the old...
Sounds like a letter to the Penthouse Forum. What's going on over there?
How about the old sock on the doorknob? Okay?
Oh!
The old sock on the doorknob, or maybe it could be the whole door.
I wouldn't Google that either.
A fix to a nice statue, because as you know, if you get home, you're trying to put your books away. If there's a sock on the doorknob, you give your roommate, 15, 20, 30 minutes to kind of do his or her thing. We know what's going on. Right. Don't come a knocking. House is rocking.
Don't screw your roommate.
Oh, don't screw
your roommate. No, don't.
So the old sock on the doorknob. How about that?
I'm down.
Sally has a comment.
Yes, I actually have a Ben Gordon update. He has been out of the association since 2014, 2015. I think he last appeared with the Orlando Magic. And a couple weeks ago, TMZ Sports reported he was actually hospitalized for a psychiatric evaluation.
Still bothered by that whole Indiana-Illinois thing.
Hmm.
Also, Will Muschamp was the coach of Florida for 4 years. I feel like Sally's going to become stat boy with errors and omissions.
I like that. Gardner, you have another one?
I was just going to follow up on, I think it was Rocchio that might have mentioned it, with Notre Dame.
Mission one!
Notre Dame and...
I have that as well.
And Miami playing. So it's the cross with a gold chain around it. So the old cross and chain.
Mine was very similar. I had the old 24-karat gold rosary beads. So you have the Catholic rosary beads, right? Solid gold, and then at the bottom, depending on who wins the game, the Catholics or the convicts, you affix either the cross at the bottom when Notre Dame wins. If the U wins, you affix that famous the U graphic at the bottom of the necklace. My final one, how about this?
And then the Miami players will be like, we're playing for that ice. You're like, well, it's not ice. It's a rosary.
One of the Miami players, they actually wear, have you seen it? They wear this unbelievable, huge gold chain on the sideline. And I think whoever has a big play, They kind of trade this unbelievable gold chain. I don't know who paid for it, but it's kind of cool.
Nevin Shapiro?
Most likely. How about this? My final one. BYU at UNLV. So think about it. You're making your college choice. You can go one of two ways. You can go to BYU. You're making Mormon mission trips. Or then you could go to UNLV, where your life is probably derailed by gambling, drugs, prostitution, whatever it may be. You got BYU or UNLV. The old fork in the road. You have a fork affixed to a piece of concrete, and right there your life is going to change. It's going to go one of two ways.
Can you have like a fork and then maybe like an angel and a devil or something like that?
So there you go, Martin. That's
my
five.
I like that.
The old fork in the road.
You could do a lot with UNLV, right? Nevada versus UNLV, like the old wooden dice, something gambling related. Well, the golden roulette wheels are on the line this week, boys. I don't know why every coach is Southern.
It just sounds better.
In my head, every coach is Southern.
Like the old ball coach.
It's like, yeah, it's either Spurrier or Gene Stallings in your head.
So there you go.
Good job, guys. We'll revisit this as a topic. Yes, David Sullivan has his hand up. He went to Whitfield. Yes.
One more correction that we were all we've got to thank one of our listeners from the 314 on the text line. We were mistaken. It's Eric Gordon we were referring to, not Ben, but it was Ben Gordon who was in the psychiatric hospital.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Ben Gordon was UConn, signed a big deal with the Pistons. Everybody was mad at Joe Dumars for signing that deal. Eric Gordon, I believe he was drafted by maybe the Pelicans.
We'll look
we'll have
up.
To check
Sally's
that.
Got 10 minutes to look
Clippers.
Up. Eric.
That's where he was drafted? For
Eric Gordon.
Okay.
Is Eric Gordon in the league then right now?
Looks like he's with the Houston Rockets.
Sure, I was going to say that.
Of course. Good squad.
All right, there you go. Errors and omissions and nicknames for those college rivalries. It's what we do here on the Midday Grind.
Text line, how about Colorado versus Washington for the unwashed Rastafarian hat? That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's a good. That's kind of what we're looking for. That's the theme here. The old golden reefer on the line this week. Oh, boy. How do we pause and talk about one of our great sponsors here? We'll just do
three,
it like
two,
that.
And one.
Chuck, in fact, maybe tell us about Ryan Kelly.
Ryan Kelly.
We're
going
to be out there next week. He's helping raise money for Guns and Hoses. Looking forward to that.
Live event, I believe, all the way in the morning from the morning after to our show. We'll be live raising money for Guns and Hoses. Of course, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Check him out on the web, thehomeloanexpert.com. Did you know the average American household has over $16,000 in credit card debt, and over 70% of households have the equity in their home to get rid of it right now? With a cash out refinance with the Home Loan Expert team, you can get all those credit cards paid off once and for all. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And again, we'll be live all day long next week raising money for Guns and Hoses
next
with Ryan
Tuesday,
Kelly.
If I'm not mistaken. Also, my alma mater, CBC. Find out more at cbchs.org for those students that are in 8th, 7th, even 6th grade starting to think about it now. Find out what that school is all about. Best thing to do, sign up for a day of shadowing where your son goes to the classroom, has lunch there, meets the teachers, meets the kids. Best way to immerse your son into the atmosphere and see if CBC is right for him. 985-6095 is the admissions office. 985-6095. Read more online at cbchs.org. Time now for an abbreviated edition of Gardner's Grind.
Be too careful. Your whole life can become a
Falcon grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
There's nothing to do in St. Louis. You guys have heard that before, right?
Don't tell Giancarlo that.
You're wrong. How about this, Giancarlo? I got a little trip for you. Say you're short on money. You want to do something different, though. Take a little road trip. Not even a long road trip. Just a short road trip. To North St. Louis. And a trip to Bellefontaine Cemetery. What do you think, guys?
Sounds like something you would do.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Went with my girlfriend. I talked to her the night before on
Saturday. Hey, honey, what do you want to do tomorrow? Want to go to a cemetery?
Somebody on the text line wanted to hear this story because you teased it yesterday.
She likes cemeteries. And I was like, you know, Bellefontaine Cemetery, that's where the grave of the first owner of the St. Louis Cardinals is, Chris Vondera, who has a very weird history. Died like penniless from like alcoholism. Was kidnapped at one point. Can you imagine a pro owner being kidnapped these days? Had like Charles Comiskey as one of his employees, but he was like the first guy with personality in all of baseball. But an interesting guy who actually had his own statue commissioned, like when he was like 30 years old or something. That now sits atop his grave.
Cam's going to do that.
So I wanted to go out there and see this, but also knowing there's a lot of other features out there at Bellefontaine Cemetery. There's a lot of Civil War history of both Union and Confederate soldiers. So they give you like a little booklet about whatever you want to do, however you want to take your own tour if you want. So I went out there with my girlfriend, went into the office. I said, yeah, we want to kind of drive around and take a look. Come to find out as well, it's an arboretum, which they have a collection of trees. So this time of year, the leaves are changing. They got 3 state champion trees. I don't know how you become a state champion. But
well,
they got,
Misha kind of set it up so they would
they
win.
Do it? Yeah, okay.
Is this class 6?
Yeah, it doesn't
they play one less
that.
Game.
The red mulberry, the shingle oak, and the pin, or excuse me, the American elm. They have 3 state champion trees out there at this cemetery.
Well done.
So we took a little drive. It's about 3.5 miles. It took us a couple hours to get through everything. But it was actually fascinating to bring like the booklet of the different graves. They give you one specific to the Civil War graves. I saw the founder of O'Fallon, John O'Fallon, and the namesake of both O'Fallons in Illinois and Missouri. William Clark of Lewis and Clark is out there. The Civil War ones, though, are rather interesting. I like this one. Eliza Haycraft, 1820 to 1871.
Ran a house of ill repute.
As the most successful madam in St. Louis.
There you go.
Yes.
Eliza Haycraft's business boomed during the Civil War when thousands of troops were quartered at Jefferson Barracks, Benton Barracks, and other sites throughout the city. The number of body houses Haycraft owned rose from 2 to 5. As Bellefontaine Cemetery gatekeeper Manuel Garcia put it, Eliza entertained the troops.
Come on in, boys. We got a special on the Rusty Wrench.
I like the term body house.
A kind woman, she extended great generosity to the many widows and orphans of the war's soldiers. That I felt a little awkward there. But there's, you know, some history of the Dred Scott. A lot of the players in that trial are out there.
I have to say, I've heard about the cemetery in the past, and even though I was making fun of you inviting your girlfriend for a date
yes.
at the cemetery, if you're going to go to a cemetery, I believe that's the one to go to.
So I would just recommend it, as especially this time of year. If you're looking to look at the leaves changing, just a little drive. We live in the West End. We took North Kings Highway just straight to West Florissant. It's a 15-minute drive for us. But it was a lot of obelisks. A lot of Freemason signs. Makes me wonder a little bit what's going on there.
Did you say obelisks?
Obelisks. You know, like the Washington Monument?
I'm going to have to Google that one, too.
I was acting like I knew it.
I thought you said John Obel for a second.
Obelisk. Like, if you drive into Newtown, they got an obelisk there. The Washington Monument is an obelisk.
Oh, it's a type of statue.
Oh, yeah. O-B-E-L-I-S-K.
Yes.
Obelisk.
Did I just say
that? Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
I might have mumbled it a little bit.
I thought it was obelisk.
Oh, like John. No, the tie is not undone on the statues.
What's from our cemetery, I'll tell you find what, me.
The mausoleums, the Bushes is there, and the Anheuser's. Very ornate. J.G. Taylor Spink, the Spink Award for the writers.
Sporting
for the,
News founder, I
yes,
believe.
Is out there. So it's just something cool to do in St. Louis. Just
hey, Gardner, we found you a sponsor, and it's a cemetery.
That's about right.
Also, more to get to. A little housekeeping for Gardner. A little housekeeping would be next week or the week after, if we can. Can we get Terrell Davis on the show? Because he's coming to St. Louis. Kurt Warner has an event, and he's bringing some of his Hall of Fame buddies from this year's class, including the former Broncos running back. I think Morton Anderson's going to be there. It's part of the winter warm-up where they collect the coats. Warners are great. But Terrell Davis coming back.
He grew up on the tough streets of St. Louis, and more than once he'd been shot or stabbed.
No! Oh, that hopefully, guy! Hopefully Giancarlo did not hear that.
That was part of the Canton address, and I couldn't help but notice he's coming to town. Maybe we could kind of talk him through it.
See, so, but this is why. This is why players changed. Like Giancarlo Stanton don't want to come here because they're getting fake news from people like Terrell Davis about how dangerous our city is, and then they tune into a radio show and they hear the only thing to go hang out is a cemetery, and then they don't want to waive their no-trade clause.
He grew up on the tough streets of St. Louis, and more than once he'd been shot or stabbed.
More than once. That's more the part once that really stood out. More than once. John Mozeliak may go, hey, Giancarlo, John Mozeliak, how are you? Hey, Mo, what's up? Yeah, man, I was watching that Hall of Fame stuff in Canton. We had an off night, and What's the deal with Terrell Davis' dad? I mean, he said more than once.
And also, to be fair, love TD, but when you kind of researched it further, his dad was involved in some criminal activity. So it wasn't like it was just he was walking down the street and being hurt.
There's always more.
To be fair. Also, real quick. Eric Gordon, nicknamed the Hobbit. He did play for the New Orleans Hornets/Pelicans for 5 seasons. And how about this? He averages 23 points per game right now for the Houston Rockets.
That's why I brought it up.
Eric.
Ben/Gordon. Eric Gordon. Tomorrow, don't forget, we're going to be at the Slider House with Strick from noon to 1. Then Hockey Sense, big Hockey Sense, a lot of Blues talk this time of year. That's every Friday from 1 to 2 at the Slider House at the corner of McKnight Road and Manchester there in Rock Hill.
Congratulations.